Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Jerry Silberman is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry is CEO and founder of Corporate Turnaround. He's a guy who helps companies, individuals as well, who get themselves into a bind with their creditors, get themselves into a bind with their expenses and their income. They get upside down on some things. He helps them work things out. And he's here to talk to us about not only how to get yourself out of the kind of a situation, maybe how to not get yourself into it. Jerry Silberman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again, Jim. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Jerry. It's good to have you. Always happy to have you back on the show. You have a case study you want to talk to us about.
Well, you know, very recently I was inspired. Now, I don't necessarily get involved with the day-to-day settlements that my company makes on behalf of the clients, but something was elevated up to my level. That's because the president was out. It came up to my level. In other words, he usually gets these things. But it was a very interesting study in when to settle or when not to settle when you're on a really tight budget. And I just thought I'd talk about it because I don't even have necessarily a definitive answer. I know the answer that I made. But when the president of the company heard about it, he disagreed, but he still said, you know what, maybe I'll... What I was deciding was more conservative. Let me tell you an example. We have a customer. These are small businesses. And by the way, in the intro, you mentioned that I help individuals. The individuals that we help are the small business owners. We don't handle individual debt because there's so many people doing that. But in any case, we had a situation where we have a client that owed $168,000 to its creditors, about five or six creditors it was. And we had this customer. Now, they were paying us on $168,000. All they could afford, which was what they were funding our program with, was $3,200 a month, which was roughly just under 2% of what their debt was, which is kind of like, you know, 2%, 24% a year. That's like an interest payment on your credit cards, basically. And some of that debt, as a matter of fact, was credit card debt. So basically, he was using what he would have been paying in interest to them and, frankly, never getting out of debt. At that point, you know, 10, 20, 30 years it would be before you get out of debt if you just make minimum, you know, payments. What this person did was they came into our program, and in the first 5 months they paid their $3,200. And just one small account was settled for like, you know, 30 cents on the dollar, and they were paid. It was a small account for like $5,000. They had plenty of money on account. It was kind of a no-brainer. But after that, but in the first 5 months, that was the only settlement. They had some really big creditors, some really big problems. They had a bank that was a secured creditor that was owed $104,000. Mm-hmm. And they had Wells Fargo, a credit card, $45,000, $46,000 actually that was owed to them, amongst a few other smaller creditors. So here it is after 5 months. This client's making their payments. They're cool. They understand we are in the midst of negotiating with these creditors, basically buying time for my clients. And without getting into a long conversation, let me just tell you, the faster we settle, the faster we have to pay creditors. Remember the small amount that my client is giving me, 2%. So, for example, if either of those creditors said, well, let's settle right now for 30 cents on a dollar, that would be a very attractive offer, Jim. As a matter of fact, that's bringing me to where we're going with this, is that Wells Fargo was owed $46,000 and offers us a settlement for $14,000.
Wow.
Tremendous savings, $32,000 savings. But it gets crazier. Here we are now. After 5 months, my customer could no longer afford the $3,200 a month. He lowers his monthly payment to pay that $160,000 now worth of debt to $1,000 a month. Let me throw something else in there. You know where I get my fees from? That same budgeted money.
Right.
So everything has to, now he's down to $1,000 a month. But because we did not settle, so we settled one account, because we didn't settle these major accounts, It's a year and a half later, and now he's got $22,000 on account. Gives us a lot more room and a lot more that we can negotiate with, because at 30 cents on the dollar, you know, at $14,000 in the beginning of the restructuring, we had nothing. We were getting $3,200 a month. We had absolutely nothing for them. So he couldn't have done that 30 cents on the dollar settlement. That's my point. But here it is, 18 months later. They're still in the program. We're only taking from him $1,000 a month, but, and he's struggling to do that.
And what's the first step that a person has to take to move in the direction of reconciling? Have I heard you say the first thing you got to do is stop paying?
I never tell anyone to stop paying their creditors. That must be their decision. That's bordering on legal advice. I don't do those things.
All right.
I don't do those things. If you want a way to get out of debt as a business with what
but
you can afford,
you have to get the creditors' attention.
For you.
How do you do that?
How do we do that? Very well, thank you. that's funny. Anyway, when someone comes into our plan, typically they'll give us, let's say, 2% of their debt, and then we start negotiating with their creditors. In the simplest form, Jim, you're hiring us to buy time for you. Because the people that are our clients, they want to pay their creditors. It's not a matter of beating their creditors. It's a matter of, how do I get out of this mess that I'm in? How do I take 2% of what I owe, which is all I can afford, and use that to satisfy my creditors?
So what
was
this person started out with $170,000 or so in debt. At the end of the day, what did they wind up with in obligation?
Well, this particular client is not done. But typically, our average client pays back about 70%, and that includes our fee, and it buys them the time.
They pay back about how much?
About 70% of what they owe, including our fees. They actually pay. It ends up being about 50% to the creditors and about 20% to us on average.
I see.
And it's a but it's
so you basically you save them about 30%.
Yes. Uh-huh. But Jim, I got to stress this to you. It's not about how much you save. It's about saving your business. Your business
right.
is
no,
worth
I
so
agree.
Much more
I
than
agree 100%. Well, and you never know where the opportunities are. Jerry, give us the website, please.
CorporateTurnaround.com.
So, folks, and there are a lot of other folks out there. Jerry's one of the good ones, or he wouldn't be on the show. But, folks, if you're upside down, if you're in trouble, before you lose your business, before you shut the doors, negotiate with people, find out what they will do. If you need help, find somebody like Jerry to help you with this. And it's like he said, it's about saving the business. That's the main thing because, you know, I mean, and let me tell you something, folks. I've been there. I've done that. So if I'm not too good to do it, you're not too good to do it. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Jerry Severman. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out and using it to your advantage. Hope you'll check it out and subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. Check out my blog as well. And the knowledge base, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members. Lots and lots of stuff there. Thousands of pieces of information on any topic under the sun. Searchable. And also in categories and by dates. You can do a lot of different, find things a lot of different ways, so I hope you check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jerry Silberman is with us, folks. He's the CEO of Corporate Turnaround. We're talking about how to save your business when you've gotten yourself upside down with creditors. And Jerry, the example you've been using of this one company, if one of your creditors is a bank, they're a little more difficult to deal with than other folks sometimes, aren't they?
Most of the time, we won't negotiate with your secured creditors. And the reason is, if they're secured and there are assets to satisfy their debt, they have hands. You know, they're in a suit. They have a superior lien, and they are in a superior position. So
there's no reason. There's almost no reason to even take your call if they're in that kind of position.
Exactly. They can foreclose and get everything. But these days, that's changed drastically, especially because most of what banks are secured by is real estate, and real estate has changed dramatically.
And, they don't need more keys, do they?
No, they don't need more keys. They got plenty of them already. And they don't want to foreclose, and it's the last thing they want to do. So banks really now are working, are much more cooperative than they've ever been before, especially the bank that we're talking about, because even though they're technically secured by what? The individuals that have personal guarantees don't have a lot of assets. There's nothing to go after personally, and the business is nothing. The business is worth what the business is.
Maybe have you seen? Have you seen, Jerry? Have you noticed that? So therefore, are you noticing the banks are a little more likely to say, you know, okay, if you can pay us something, we'll work with you too. Especially if they feel like the business has a viability in the future. Are you seeing banks a little more receptive?
I'll tell you this. It depends on the bank. And it depends on the individual's mentality at the bank that you're with. For example, some of these banks are starting to refer business to us of customers that are in trouble. Now, they're the secured creditor, dentists, this is happening with. We're getting dentists referred to us by their bank, by their secured creditor, because their business, of course, is not what it used to be. You know, dentists cost money. It's not as insured as regular health care is.
Right.
People have
right.
to pay for dentists, and when they don't have money, the dentist suffers. So we have a lot of dentists in our program, and we are not negotiating against the bank that's feeding us the lead. We're putting them in a better position by giving less to other creditors that should be subordinated, because the bank must be kept whole in order to keep that practice in business. So let's take money out of it. Instead of paying the wrong creditors at the wrong time, let's pay the right creditors at the right time. That's how you survive in business. That's
right,
what we
right.
do for our customers. They don't know who to pay. They don't know how much to pay or
it's
when
sort
to
of,
pay
It's
them.
Sort of a triaging thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's exactly what it is, triage. And the funny thing is business owners try that on their own too often. And that's
yeah.
the people that come into our program. Listen, entrepreneurs have ego. You and I both know that. That's good. That's a good thing.
Right.
They have an entrepreneurial spirit, but they think they can do everything. And, you know, just because you can negotiate doesn't mean you can negotiate your own business debts on a budget that's equal to the interest.
Well, one of the things that happens is when you get upside down, when you get in really bad shape, you start imagining the worst. You believe that the worst is happening, is going to happen. You believe you're not ever going to be able to get out of this. You can't even comprehend how can I possibly get over $170,000, like in the case study you're talking about here. How can I possibly get over that and work this out and live to fight another day? But let me tell you something, folks. It happens every day. It happens all the time. It's not easy. It's not going to be comfortable. But if the alternative is losing everything you have, including your business, it's worth the effort.
It's about a 2-year stint for an average of our clients.
Yeah,
it's about 25 months, and all of a sudden, where you were paralyzed, you were immobilized before, just like you're talking about. And Jim, I can feel your pain. You're talking from personal experience now.
I've been there, done that, Bart.
And I feel it. And that's who our customers are. These are people that don't know where to turn. Their accountant, their attorneys can't help them. This is a specialized field of negotiating with your creditors, knowing when to settle and not to settle. For example, and I have to say this to your listeners, you know, during the commercial break, you said to me, you know, when I said we save about 50%, you said, well, I figured you would have saved more money than that. But it's not about saving money. It's about saving your business. For example,
yeah.
The more you can come up with, the more I can save you. But my clients are coming up with 2% a month. So if somebody says, let's say this, Jim, let's use that 30% number. Let's say by some miracle you hire me, and on day one I can go to all your creditors and settle for 30 cents on the dollar. That would be
right.
a miracle. It's impossible. How can you get an attorney or a collection agent?
But I got to be able to write that check, don't I?
That's exactly it. So
yeah,
if all your creditors settle for 30
issue.
Cents on the dollar,
yeah.
and you can only afford 2%, that amazing settlement is 15 times more than you can afford.
That's the reason why, folks, you probably need some help. Most people do. Jerry, give us the website one more time, please.
It's www.corporateturnaround.com.
Thank you for being here, Jerry. Good job today.
Thank
Good
you,
information
Jim.
That I know will help us. Folks, Thank you for hanging out with us. We're going to be right back after these messages. Jerry Silberman will be back another day. I'll be right back with Brian Moran. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.